Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time. It is time. You are Mr. Cincinnati. I told you I wouldn't talk about that football team until they were 500 again. They never got back to it. They were irrelevant this season. And yes, I have taken great joy in the demise of Cincinnati. Do you want to do the eulogy? Do you want to handle this? Your Cincinnati Bengals are officially dead.
All right, I would like to say something. If you don't mind, start the music over. I would like to...
Okay.
We are gathered here not because of what the Bengals were, but because of what they weren't. And that was a good team. While they still can get to 500, we know that they will not, as they're 4-8 and their defense can't stop a nosebleed. They have an MVP quarterback, a best wide receiver in the NFL, but they've got an organization that can draft well, will not pay players, and doesn't take advantage of opportunities. The Bengals season is over, and we look forward to 2025.
The season brought us some unbelievable memories to talk about your Cincinnati Bengals, I must say. Like, I must say, you know, we try to, you know, like, everybody's wrong sometimes. Like, we're all wrong. We all have bad takes and everything. But the one that I've said over and over that I apologized earlier this season for was I was critical of Ja'Marr Chase. I said, Ja'Marr Chase, you screwed up early on in the season. I said, Ja'Marr Chase, what are you talking about? Anybody can beat anybody in the AFC, like they're the team to beat. You said, Ja'Marr Chase said, they're the team to beat. And I said, what are you talking about? You're wrong. And it turns out Ja'Marr Chase was correct.
We are the team to beat in the AFC, and we know it, and we got to act like it, and we got to play like it too.
They turned out to be the team that everybody was beating in the AFC. So I apologize. He was actually correct. I also disagree. Your quarterback's not an MVP quarterback. Last time I checked, he has not won one. And yesterday, he also wasn't good, as a matter of fact.
He's playing at an MVP level.
Sure. Yeah, sure. And it wasn't good enough, though, for Cincinnati. And now T. Higgins. You guys went all in this year. Franchise tagging. Didn't trade Trey Hendrickson. Ja'Marr Chase didn't get paid. It's going to cost your team more. Joe Burrow's contract's only going to get more and more expensive. May or may not have a new head coach. I hope that you guys actually keep your head coach, but it's over. And I felt like
for this year, it's over.
I felt like it was time for you to officially put some dirt on the casket. It was time. And go ahead and close that thing up.
It was funny because in the middle of the game, there are Bengals Twitter people who are like, we are watching the funeral of the Cincinnati Bengals in real time. They go down 44 to, they also, that was, the Bengals defense allowed Russell Wilson, who had been called washed multiple times, to have his second most career passing yards in a single game.
It was beautiful, wasn't it? It was awesome to watch.
They scored to tie it up they went up 14-7, the Bengals did, and in a matter of three plays, the Steelers were in the red zone. You just couldn't make up how bad that they were. Now, that being said, I am not going to become a Chiefs fan for all of you that asked me yesterday and for the text line for asking me that today.
You're going
to
be rooting for him the rest of the year. Is that what I heard?
I will be. Oh, no, I'm not. Look,
Drew's becoming a closet Buffalo Bills fan is what's happening.
I'm not going to be a Bills fan either. I'm rooting for the Packers, baby. Let's go with the rest of my family and my grandparents. We're going to go Green Bay.
Green Bay. Yep. Okay.
They're big Packers fans, so we're going to go that way. Of course, I enjoy watching good football teams play. The Chiefs are a good football team. I will say, though, you guys have enjoy the ticket to the AFC title game because, boys, you have it.
I mean,
if anything, I'm not a jinx because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl while I was here, so I'm not a jinx.
Mm-hmm.
As well, the Bengals are Jets light. I don't think so.
I mean,
the Bengals.
You realize the Jets only have one less win than your Cincinnati Bengals. Right?
I know that's so disgusting. The Browns have one less win as well. Mm-hmm.
It's actually awesome to see. Dejon Anthony also left us a great memory in his time with Cincinnati.
Yeah, he hadn't played much since this moment.
You guys remember after Kansas City beat Cincy earlier this season? You guys remember the weird post-game comment about what Anthony had on his phone?
I honestly can't wait to see them. I got him as my one of my pitch lock strings right now, so I could see it every day. Both of them, yeah. Because I can't wait to see them again. One of my lock screens on my phone. Through like family members, and then they on there too.
They're family now, huh?
Yeah, no, they're not family.
Mm.
He has
Mahomes and Kelsey. It was weird at the time. Mahomes and Kelsey on his lock screen. Do you think he still has that? He said he can't wait to see them again. He's going to be watching Jim Nance and Tony Romo call the games. All play. He'll be watching the Chiefs plenty throughout the playoff run. That's where he's going to see them next.
For as much as I say rent-free, there is no better definition than rent-free of you saving Mahomes and Kelsey as your lock screen on your phone. That's about as bad as it gets. And no, the Packers are not going to suck because I'm cheering for them. Jeez, that's disrespectful to my
You know
how
weird it is to have
fandom.
A photo of another, like, beer, like,
very
take football
weird.
Out
very,
of it. Just
very,
like
very
a photo
weird.
Of another person that's not your significant other on your as your screensaver. It's a little weird.
Very
Let
weird.
Alone it's a team that has owned you. And now it looks even dumber because, of course, Cincinnati. I tried to tell you 3 or 4 weeks ago, man. You could have buried them then. It would have been easier. And now you just delayed. Like
No. The
grieving process could have been a lot shorter for you. And so today I wanted to give you the opportunity to officially do it. But weeks ago, you could have. Weeks ago.
I'm glad that you did give me the opportunity. That being said, they might not make the playoffs. They still can go 9-8.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I hope.
That'd be worse.
I hope Cincinnati goes 9-8. That way you guys don't even have a good draft pick. Fine. Go ahead. And you'll keep Zach Taylor that way. Go right ahead. Win 9 games, please.
That would be so much worse. By the way, from the text line, you hit the nail on the head before we go to break. From the 913, the Bengals are the equivalent of the Kansas Jayhawks football team.
Okay. Yes.
They are in every game, and they lose just about every single one. At least Kansas could pull off a couple wins. I don't know how. Obviously, they didn't make a bowl game, so you probably don't feel any good at all anymore. But the fact that Kansas at least won a couple games, that was very nice of them to do. It's not like they have draft picks. The Bengals, on the other hand, I think they're going to play Burrow still. Somebody asked that yesterday. Are they going to actually play Burrow?
They need to make sure for his legacy that he actually has a complete season for the first time in a while. And make sure that actually occurs.
I'm gonna be
honest. Otherwise, that's
the
problem.
The fact, too, that he is, real very quickly, the fact that he... All the talk was about his wrist, and they keep on showing his wrist, and he's lighting up everybody who they play. They're 2-4
again,
in game.
Cincinnati is the best fantasy football team ever. That's
depressing.
All it is. They're a great fantasy football team. I'm glad Jamar Chase is putting up big numbers. It's really gotten them far this year.
Someone said they have you and Gold, or you and Cody as their lock screen.
Thank you, I guess. Thanks for that.